Prime Minister Andrej Babiš says he will suggest to government that the Czech Republic doesn't sign the UN's Global Compact for Migration, citing ambiguities in its interpretation. The decision mirrors those concluded by the Czech Republic's Central European neighbours Austria and Hungary, who've already announced they won't sign the agreement. Tom McEncrow reports.
Since the unanimous adoption of the non-binding New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants by the UN General Assembly in 2016, the United Nations has been developing a holistic migration strategy, officially referred to as the Global Compact for Migration. Apart from the United States, which declared its withdrawal in 2017, Hungary and Austria have both recently announced they will not be signing the declaration either. Now it seems the Czech Republic is set to do the same. Speaking in Parliament during Thursday's Prime Minister's questions, Andrej Babiš shared his thoughts on the UN's migration plan.
No one from the outside is going to decide about who can live and work in our country. That is solely up to our businesses, institutions, and government. Nothing has changed in our policy of not accepting illegal migrants. I don't like this pact. It lacks a clear definition, and that could be abused.
Not all share this opinion, however. Mikuláš Peksa from the opposition Pirate Party says this would be a missed opportunity.
We are trying to get these migration floods under control. That means we need a global compact on migration, which would make this possible. To stick one's head in the sand now is absurd.
Mr. Peksa is not alone in his criticism. Professor Peter Kradichfield of Prague's Institute of International Relations believes this compact is being abused by Mr. Babiš to pamper to his Czech voter base.
The problem is that the Global Compact, as it is called in English, is another legal document that has become the victim of politicking in our region, in not only the Czech Republic, but also in Hungary, Austria and Poland. And the problem is, of course, not the contents of the document, because I doubt the Prime Minister has even read it. It is just another cheap way to, of increasing his popularity at the expense of migrants, because what is enough is the title of the document, because it talks about migration.
Asked about what impact the compact's refusal would have on the Czech Republic, Professor Kratochvíl had this to say.
Not much, because this is a legal document that is not binding in a sense of introducing new rights for the migrants. But of course it sends a message about where the Czech Republic, globally speaking, where it belongs. Because if you look at the list of those countries which are discussing a withdrawal from the compact, it's governments which do not have the best track record of treating migrants fairly. So this is mainly what will happen. And also it will again create rift between those Central European countries, including Austria, that oppose migration, and the Western European EU member mainstream.